Now, if you're a regular listener to this show, then you'll probably be familiar with one of the most polished theatrical drama groups in the area, and you may well have been to see one of their productions, such as Trainspotting, which I was talking about earlier, or Around the World in 80 Days. They are Early Doors Productions, and they're here to talk about their latest production, which they're putting on in a few weeks' time. Good morning to you guys.
Good morning.
Amy Clayton, let's start with you, because you are the director of this. Now, Early Doors, you're becoming quite renowned for putting on what you might call dark comedies, I suppose. Trainspotting, which really was a comedy, wasn't it, of sorts?
That's a dark comedy.
You did a fantastic job of that. I really, really did enjoy that. And it sort of fell into that category, as I was saying. This next one does as well, I guess, although maybe not quite so much on the dark side. I haven't actually said what it is yet. Tell us what it is you're doing and what it's
about. Alan, I love coming on here. You always make us feel so important.
Very important.
It's The Lady Killers. We'll be doing it in 2 weeks' time. It's an Ealing Studios comedy made famous by Alec Guinness in the film and Peter Sellers, Herbert Lom. Focuses on Mrs. Wilberforce, who is a little old dear, adorable, however, spends her time making up. Is a bit harsh, but she has very fanciful suspicions on the neighbourhood and wastes a lot of the police force's time. So they don't take her too seriously, but they humour her because she's a delightful old dear. She's renting a room. Professor Marcus decides to rent the room as an amateur musician. That's how he poses. Turns out he's a master criminal about to do a robbery, and that is how the story unfolds.
Okay, well, Julie, you're actually playing Mrs. Wilberforce.
Yes, I am.
Is she the central character in the whole thing?
No, not really. Marcus really is.
Right.
Professor Marcus, yeah.
Right, okay. So you're not actually on stage for the whole thing?
I'm on for quite a lot, and I just make continuous cups of tea, really.
Right, which is quite an
I'm
old lady.
I'm just a really annoying little old lady.
Now, you're obviously a very young woman. Mrs. Wilberforce is an old widow, an old lady.
Yeah.
So presumably you've got quite a good makeup team at
Early
Doors.
Yeah, I think they're getting some heavy latex on or something. Not a leotard one.
And who's this character, General Gordon? What's he all about?
Oh, he's a parrot.
And he actually appears in it as well, does he?
No, it's very carefully done.
Ah, you're very clever the way you do these things, because with Trainspotting, you know, having seen the film, you think, my goodness, how are they going to do the... Or certain scenes in that were, you know, in a film you can do, but on the stage. But you're amazingly clever with how you do these things. Music is quite a big part of this story as well, isn't it? Because you've got
string... Posing as amateur musicians, obviously he has a group of friends that come over. Friends.
Are you sort of musical performers as well in
absolutely, there? Yeah. All of these guys are fully trained violinists, fiddlists and cello players.
Right, so the main man, that's Matthew. Matt, is that you're playing Professor... Who's your character? Professor Marcus?
Professor Marcus, yeah.
Right, okay. So you're sort of going as this musical performer. And as I was sort of thinking, are you actually sort of playing, what is it, the violin or the viola or something?
Well, the wonderful thing about Professor Marcus is he's actually playing the conductor and composer of the piece, so I don't have to have a musical instrument in front of me. So that's quite a plus. But, it's a fantastic opportunity.
Great stuff. Now, there are quite a few... musical theatre groups. I mean, obviously this isn't a musical as such, but music sort of forms part of the story. But there are a lot of musical theatre groups in the area, very good ones amongst them. One thing they always say is how difficult it is to find enough men. Now, obviously the Lady Killers as a story has got, it's virtually an all-male cast. There's only one lady in the cast, I think. That's Julie's character. How do you manage to attract the men to the thing, Amy?
Short skirts.
Right. That's a nice, simple answer. So that's what gets these guys.
Yes, all the men wear short skirts all the time.
Let's ask one of the men, what is that, why you do it, seriously? Why? I think all of you have been into Phoenix before, so none of you are newcomers to Early Doors with this particular production. Why do you do it, Bill? What are you in it for?
Well, it's a wonderful opportunity to work with such talented, and Amy does tend to get the very best of the local areas actors and actresses. That's one big thing. Also, the venue is another attraction to work in Chelmsford and get away from the Brentwood area as well. And the material.
I beg your pardon? Can't say that on Phoenix.
Brentwood theatrical area, I should say, not the area itself. And, of course, the material she picks as well, which is very challenging and not often done by other local groups.
I want to talk about something about how you pick your productions you're going to put on in a little way. In fact, let's do that now. Justin, you're the man behind that, aren't you?
Yes.
How did you come to choose The Lady Killers? Because it's recently just come off the West End stage, hasn't it, I think?
Well, we went to see it in the West End, the original cast, when it came out. Loved it. It was great. Seen the film a number of times, including the remake, which wasn't very good. But, yeah, we sometimes when we go and see the plays and stuff, we instantly kind of go, oh, Bill would be great at that part, or Matt would be great. You know, however it might work, sometimes you'll see something, you know straight away if it'll work for us. And as you know, we tend to pick plays that have somewhere along the line either been a film or have got that background to them. And The Lady Killers is a perfect match for us, I think.
Because you're actually quite a small company, aren't you? How many of you are there sort of as regulars? It's virtually you guys, isn't it? So there's, what is it, sort of seven or eight of you?
Yeah, we're not really a company in that sense. You've got me, Julie, and Amy who, well, not necessarily in all of the plays. Julie's missed out on a couple, and the next one I probably won't be in and things like that. But yeah, the nucleus is probably just us three, but we've got a core group of people that, if the part fits, we will always want them to work with us, like Darren, Paul, Bill, and Matt. No, not so much, but you know. but yeah, you know. So as soon as you know, you work with people, and if you know they're of the quality that you want, then providing they're happy to come back, we'll try and always find a part for them.
How many have you done so far? Have you counted them up? I know the list is on the website.
Eighth one, I think. Yeah, this is that.
And there's been quite a variety there, hasn't there?
There has, yeah, it has now. I mean, the first one we did was a farce, which was No Sex Please with British, which was our first one. And
farce must be incredibly difficult to do, because if you make a mistake, it must be hard to cover up for that.
It shouldn't have been our first play at all. You know, we kind of picked it. It's got sex in the title. We thought sex sells. It's a comedy. It's why I picked it. But yeah, and it was only when we actually kind of got into it that we thought, you know, well, this is incredibly hard. We had to build the set and all of these sort of things, and
your timing's got to be absolutely perfect.
Yeah, which again was another thing that we discovered halfway
after the show
through.
Had finished.
Yeah, in some ways,
learnt everything we needed to learn from that show. We made all the mistakes you could possibly make, and then we knew exactly how we needed to move forward.
Mm-hmm.
And since then, we've dramatically changed our choices.
Matt, would you say, Matt, this is one of the lighter productions? I mean, obviously Trainspotting was quite dark. Yes, it had some really funny moments in it, but and you've done some other fairly sort of gritty performances as well. Is this one sort of more sort of light comedy, would you say?
It certainly is on the light side of things. I was only introduced to the group before Trainspotting, so that's the first production that I've been in with them. But before that, they've done Dracula, which obviously isn't a comedy, but there've been a lot of gritty performances and productions chosen, and I'd heard a lot about them but had never worked with them. I hadn't actually seen them up to then, which is a terrible thing now, I regret.
You wouldn't have joined them if you had, is that the implication?
No. I may have approached them sooner, but
it's the right answer.
They asked me to be part of Trainspotting, took a small role as Tommy in that, and was very happy to be asked to take on Marcus in this one. Big challenge, great part.
You, as a group, you certainly do like a challenge. Look, we do need to take a little bit of a break there. We will come back and talk some more about The Lady Killers, including when and where people can see it. Also, I know you're thinking ahead, as you always have to, for your next production at the start of 2015 as well. Keen to find out about that as well. the Feel Good Saturday on Phoenix. It's Alan with you, also Chris, and also Amy Clayton, the director of The Lady Killers, which is Early Doors Productions' next performance coming up in Chelmsford in a couple of weeks' time, and virtually the entire cast as well. Now, we've been hearing about Lady Killers. It is basically a comedy, but it's another ambitious performance, which Early Doors do seem to specialise in putting on things that are anything but straightforward. Bill, let's talk about the set, because I was talking earlier on about your last production, which was Trainspotting, and I was really impressed by how you just had virtually no set at all for that, but you managed to build the whole story around that, and that really, from an audience point of view, that is quite impressive. I think, you know, wow, these guys are really clever to be able to do that. The Lady Killers, is it a similar sort of thing, or have you got sort of more impressive sets going on there?
I wasn't actually in Trainspotting, although I did see it, and like you, Anne and I loved it to bits, but that was quite simple, really, that set, in terms of they brought it onto the actual floor, didn't they, of the actual theatre as well, so it moved. But this particular is a full box set. I haven't seen it. I haven't helped yet in the building of it. So really, it's probably one for Amy to go into more detail about, I think. Passing the buck over, if I may.
I like the fact he said he hasn't helped yet.
I never like to use the phrase that we've bitten off more than we can chew, but this is a massive set. And we're nearly there, aren't we, Julie? I mean, we painted one thing yesterday. it's a massive challenge.
It's still weeks away. It's
weeks away.
Plenty of time.
There's five rehearsals left, Alan. I'm very stressed out. I'm not sleeping. It's going to be amazing.
Why do you take it on? You take these things on, but it will all come together. It will all be all right on the night. Now, something that it's got, I suppose it has got in common with Trainspotting, is violence. I guess this production, because it's about some armed bank robbers, basically. Darren, is that something that's quite a challenge as well? Portraying the violence.
It is, particularly in something like this. I mean, if anybody out there has seen the original Ealing comedy, there are bits in the film that you might think, how on earth are they going to possibly do that on stage? I mean, obviously, you watch the whole play knowing that you've got this gang of criminals planning this robbery. Mrs. Wilberforce is in the background, constantly blundering in and just waiting for something to go horribly wrong, as they tend to do in these situations. And when it does go wrong, it goes spectacularly wrong. And there are parts where, in the film, they're climbing over the house. There's bits with the railway line, and you think, how can you possibly do this on stage? And the way in which Amy has created ways in which it can work and work spectacularly well is something to really come and see.
Amy, how do you do that as the director? Is that part of the sort of the challenge for you, is actually thinking, right, well, here is the basic story, and this was originally a film, and in film, as we were saying with Trainspotting, you can do all sorts of things. You're on a stage, you're on quite a small stage in a small theatre. Is that part of what you love about this, thinking, right, this seems impossible?
Let's go for love-hate, shall we, Alan? You know me, I'm
I think you're at the hate stage at the moment, I'm feeling. Maybe a few months ago when the first...
Yeah, absolutely.
When Justin said, right, this is what we're doing next.
Yeah, exactly.
It was a long way off then.
Every show has a different challenge. This one in particular, yes, being particularly hard to visualise, but the most important thing is just to break it down. Let's work it by step, what's believable for the audience, what can actually be achieved, what's logical, what actually looks good. We've made a few changes here and there, not as a detriment to the script, just because there's certain elements that I think are going to work better in that space as a visual for the audience. Yeah, it's great fun. It really is.
Now, Paul, let's bring you in here. You're playing one of the gangsters, aren't you? What's his name?
Harry
the Kid Robinson.
Yeah,
I like that.
I think in my case the kid is ironic.
it's a great gangster name though, isn't it? The Kid. Or DJ as well, I suppose. Showing my age there, aren't I? You've got a warning on your website about this. Extremely funny.
It is, yeah. Yeah, so take care of that warning, you know. It might be too funny for you to handle.
Right, okay. Well, can't say people haven't been warned. Look, I was saying, you are looking ahead already to next year, because you have to do that, and you have to throw something at Amy, hopefully with lots and lots of nice challenges in her in there for her set-wise and casting-wise and all sorts of things. Justin, what is going to be after The Lady Killers?
After The Lady Killers is The Philadelphia Story, which is the... I think 1930s film with Cary Grant, James Stewart and Katharine Hepburn.
Right.
And actually it's already cast, and Amy's taking the lead along with Paul and Darren. They're the two love interests in it. And virtually everybody else in the room is in it as well. So
you do tend to go for things that have been on the big screen.
Yeah, well, we're film buffs, really, so there's a love there already, and as you say, it's to take a film and turn it into a play, it's very hard, it's very difficult, because of what you say, you know, people have expectations of what you can achieve in a film, and it's often impossible to replicate it, but... You know, I think we do a pretty good job of it.
Because
anyway.
Around the World was another one that was quite ambitious. Because obviously, I mean, by the sheer sort of nature of the story, it takes place in lots of different
and
places.
Elephants but it, and all this
yeah.
stuff. And,
yeah, very.
But that's part of the joy, you know. You know that there's got to be a bit in it where they're riding on the back of an elephant, and how do you do it? And you can get great comedy from that. You know, we just saw the trunk.
Yeah,
Julie was the
I remember
and stuff like that, and you can get a great laugh from it. Everybody's expecting the elephant to come on, and just to have this almost woolly mammoth.
That actually, from an audience point of view, is part of the fun of this. Is thinking, how on earth are they going to do that? This one is in a busy railway station, and also a flat. I mean, I guess a flat is quite easy to do, but the railway.
You'd think.
I could be wrong. Well, listen, we do need to wind it up there. We haven't actually said specifically when you are going to be performing this. I think you wanted to... Paul, do you want to do that for us?
Well, we'll tell you when it's on.
Yeah.
Yeah, sure, why not? It's on very soon now. As Amy pointed out earlier, we've only got five more rehearsals to go to just polish it up. Because we're nearly there, otherwise. But you'll find it at the Cramphorn Theatre in Chelmsford, and it's going to be on October the 2nd, the 3rd and the 4th.
And tickets are available at the theatre box office, presumably, or directly from you guys, Amy?
Yeah.
You can email us as well, earlydoors@hotmail.co.uk.
And obviously contact you through the website as well. Great stuff. Before we go, you wanted to do something else, I believe.
Yeah, we've got a little live advert for you.
Go for it.
From the producers of 39 Steps comes the classic Ealing Studios comedy, The Lady Killers. Perhaps some tea?
No, you're making a mockery of tea time.
What a coincidence. Everyone is arriving at exactly the same time.
I'm a policeman.
Am I Mr. Lawson? I don't like old ladies.
Being staged by Early Doors Productions on October 2nd, 3rd and 4th.
Yeah, nice location, Doc, eh? Down the end of a lonely old street.
Musicians, you say?
We are in the presence of a war hero.
Good God, are we?
Am I Mr. Lawson? I tell you, I don't like old ladies.
At the Cramphorn Theatre, Chelmsford, at 7:45.
They should be back. Oh, they should be well back.
All the money from the robbery's back in the case.
I don't suppose there's any chance you didn't hear that.
A robbery?
Thought not.
Tickets available now.
I'd never be a musician, Mrs. Wilberforce.
Why ever not?
No money in it.
It's all a racket, isn't it?
My mother sent me to live with an old lady during the war. I tell you, I was less afraid of the Germans.
We don't want to end up with a lot of fruitcakes.
You're all alone, and I'm a very dangerous man.
Don't miss it.
Who's Mr. Lawson?
Phoenix FM.
Absolutely fantastic stuff. That's Amy Clayton, who's the director of Early Doors Productions' performance of The Lady Killers, along with almost the entire cast there. Julie, Darren, Justin, Matthew, Paul and Bill. And you can see them from Thursday the 2nd through until Saturday the 4th of October, as Paul was telling us there, at the Cranbourne Theatre in Chelmsford. If their previous productions are anything to go by, I've been to, I think, well, four or five of them now, they are absolutely brilliant. And this one promises to be first class as well. I do like to big them up. So they've really got to achieve on this one, but I'm sure they will. Do try and get along there. If you want to listen again to our chat, I will put it up on my show page a little bit later on this afternoon, phoenixfm.com. Follow the link through programs to Feel Good Saturday.